Good evening. Good evening, Souls listeners. This is Sardi, and of course, we are live on the Blog Talk Radio show. Tonight, we will have a very interesting author. They all have been interesting thus far. We will actually have an author by the name of Margaret McPhail. I'm hoping that I am pronouncing that correctly. Tonight, she will be offering us some insight on her book. It's a very much needed book right now, and it's a Margaret McPhail's Girlfriend Guide and 5 Steps to Fun Effortless Dating. Not many of us think dating is fun nowadays because it tends to come with so many games, so many shortcomings. You name it, dating has it now. So she's going to provide us, you know, some knowledge about how to do it a little bit better and to also keep things fun, keep it effortless, and just enjoy that person that you're trying to get to know. Are you there, Margaret?
I am. How are you?
I am doing very well. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, I know some things because I follow you on Facebook. And, you know, I would love for the Souls listeners to know just a little bit about who Margaret McPhail is. Am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
You are. You are. Yes, ma'am. I came here a long time ago to go to North Carolina State University and after graduating decided to just make it my home. I have a degree in psychology and sociology that I got from the University of North Carolina State University. I'm a Wolfpack. I'm also his coach, Christian life and business and relationship coach, which I love because I have a group called The Real Lives of the Women of Raleigh. And part of that group, I get to do a lot of coaching. And it's a women's empowerment group. And we spend a lot of time supporting each other, motivating each other, and inspiring each other. And I'm also a licensed real estate broker that I have been for about 21 years now. So in all of my things that I do, I get to hear a lot of talk about dating from women. So that's kind of how the book kind of became a thought. So that's a little bit about me.
Now, for those that are in the Raleigh area that are curious about your empowerment group for women, how would they partake in that group?
If you go to, we have a Facebook page called The Real Lives of the Women of Raleigh, and you can inbox me, or you can also go to the website, which is therealliveswomenofraleigh.com, and send me a message that way. And we meet once a month. Every third Friday of the month, and usually you can find where we're meeting on the Facebook page or on the website, and we're also on meetup.com.
Now, what kind of things thus far has the group partaken in?
Oh, I'm so proud of some of the things we're doing. We just, last Saturday, as a matter of fact, had our second annual health and community event with a free health fair that we set up in Southeast Raleigh, and we provided everything free. The North Carolina Food Bank was so gracious enough to bring me 17 pallets of food. It was uncooked food, and so we bagged it up and gave it away. It was fresh fruit and breads and drinks. Different kind of pasta salads. We also had the Rex Blood Mobile unit that was there, and we had a blood drive. We also had Zumba, and we had someone from the North Carolina Alzheimer's Association. We had a doctor there, and last year we even provided free dental services for the people. So we just get out in the community trying to make, you know, people aware of how important it is to take care of your body. We've also, this will be our third winter coat and clothes giveaway, and we do that in November. And we pretty much do the same thing. We set up and we cook hot dogs and hamburgers, and we give everything away. And we set up tables and we give coats to people who need coats for the winter. We've also sponsored I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
We've sponsored Five Families for Christmas. We've also sponsored a charter school by buying uniforms for some of the homeless children.
Now, if they do want to take part in the clothing giveaway in November, will they have to sign up for that, or do they just show up?
They can just show up.
Okay. Now, of course, you know, there are some men that listen to the Souls Blog Talk show. How does your group, I guess, aid the men? How does it assist the men? Are men able to attend?
Men are not able to attend, but we love men. So I think, you know, we have a lot of women that are married in the group, and so I know they worry that we, you know, we man bash, but it's not that at all. We love men, you know. But the women, you know, what we try to do in the group, it's all about making the women better so that they can be better wives and girlfriends and mothers and nieces and aunts. So it's all about making the women better, you know, making them feel better about themselves so that when they go to the men, you know, they're like in a happier place. So it's all about just making, you know, the women better. It's, you know, we talk about nutrition and health and, you know, mental health. So it's truly about, you know, just being a better woman.
So I heard you when you said that you have degrees in sociology and psychology. What exactly, other than the empowerment group and the life coaching, do you use your degree for?
I'm a real estate broker, and you have to have a psychology degree to sell real estate.
I'm sure that is true indeed, because, you know, you meet so many people from so many different walks of life. Like, you have to have that social sense to be able to handle that, you know. And I think from a mental standpoint, I don't do well with numbers. So from a mental standpoint, I'm sure that that takes a lot for you to be able to handle all those things as well.
Yeah, sure. And you have to understand, you know, when you're in sales, you have to understand the psychology of people. You know, you have to understand, you know, this person requires that they have to be led. You have to, you know, fall back and let them make the decision. And then some people you have to encourage and you have to push. So you have to understand all of that, you know, when you're in sales. And certainly it requires a lot of organization and a lot of math. Having a psychology degree has definitely helped me understand how people think and how they behave.
Now I want to go ahead and get straight to this book. You know, there are steps for everything. You've got AA that has steps. You've got numerous things that have steps that people, you know, go and seek therapeutic services for, but I don't think many people have thought about the steps to actually date effortlessly, excuse me, and for fun, you know. So, you know, sometimes dating cannot be fun because you meet a lot of characters and fake representatives. So, you know, it's not as fun as it used to be. You know, it's just a little bit trying because, you know, one thing, it's funny, one thing that I heard this morning on the Tom Jordan Morning Show was that Jamie Foxx had said when a woman falls in love, they bend. But when a man falls in love, they break. So, you know, interesting enough, you know, it would be behoove us to know, you know, how can we make it fun? How can it be effortless? How can it not drive us crazy?
Oh, wow, that's a good question. You know, it's so funny. I tell people all the time that I enjoy dating. Like, dating is my thing. You know, I really enjoy it. because of all those reasons, you get to meet so many different people. And I guess because I am a people watcher and I, you know, love seeing how people behave, to me it's really fun and it's exciting. And I think we forget. Every morning, you know, I have my favorite scripture that I read, and it's Philippians 4:13. And it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So every day I believe that I'm able to do anything that I set my mind to do, and that includes dating, because God is concerned about our entire life, you know, even dating. And one of the things for me, and you're right, I have friends that say, I don't want to date. I don't even want to think about it. And I think it's because, you know, we choose to not make dating as entertaining and as fun as it used to be. Because as time has changed, you know, people have changed, but they've stayed the same. And I think, you know, dating has become hard because we've stopped following the steps that we need to follow to make it easy. And I'm very traditional when it comes to dating. I had a lot of men in my life, and so I'm very traditional. And what I find is because I date very traditional, it keeps things very simple, and it is fun when you date traditional. And you have to, you know what you're looking for, and you have to set expectations, you know, for your dating. And I talk about, you know, making dating like a game, you know, when you go out. Or it's like you're interviewing, you know, a person because, you know, it's like you're the CEO of your company, which is you. And so when you're out on a date, you know, you're actually interviewing the person. And so, you know, you go into the date just saying that, you know, I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to meet a new person, maybe even a new friend. Maybe even if it's not romantic, I've met someone that maybe, you know, we can be friends. And I think a lot of times we put so much expectation on a date that we lose the fun that we're supposed to be having. And so one of the things that I talk about in the book is just to relax, you know. And as women, we typically overthink everything. But I think the key is to be yourself. And to relax and not go on the date expecting that this man may be my husband. He may not be your husband, but just be there in the moment and enjoy, you know, enjoy your dinner. Enjoy whatever it is you are for that time that you're on it without having a whole lot of expectations. And I think when we put too many expectations on our date, we set ourselves up for disappointment. So I think that, you know, we have to just, you know, live in the moment and just enjoy where we are at that particular time. And to choose that, to make up your mind, you know, before you go on a date, that whether I like this man or not, I'm going to enjoy myself because I got dressed up and I look really good, so I'm going to have a good time. And I think, you know, that's the thing. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was getting ready to ask a question. So you're talking more about when you're out and about with that individual, you know, having that good time, getting to know them. Now, what about the next steps, you know?
Even in the book, it just covers getting to the date because there's a whole lot of things that women have to do even before you get on the first date. And so the book really talks about all the things that you do to even prepare for the date. So because there's so many steps, even for the steps in the book, there's steps. But there's so many things that we have to do, you know, to prepare to get on the date. So you want to know what happens when you get the date. And the book is more so about the things that you need to do before you eat, you know, you're preparing for the date, and then once you get on the date. So, and it talks about a lot of different things, you know, about I see women who, you know, you have to be open also to dating. So when you say, I don't want to date, I don't want to meet anybody, that's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, because I know for me, it is hard enough just for me to get dressed in the morning. So...
We need to get you to the gym.
Honey, you are so right. I have to use the gym so much right now. You know, I'm not a big girl, But there's just some parts of me that, you know, could use some tuning up, I guess.
Well, it's about your energy level. It's about your energy. You know, when you exercise, you feel better, you have more energy. So it's about, and I talk a lot about, you know, those kinds of things, about, you know, your energy, what you eat, the way you look when you go out in public, you know, all those things, you know, are important.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, if I know, and it's been a while that I've actually just gone out on a date with someone, sometimes it's dreading to me and it overwhelms me because I'm like, oh, my God, like, what if he's missing teeth? Or, you know, what if his body smells? Like, when I was growing up in high school, I used to always take pictures of a guy that I felt like I was going to try to date or have a relationship with. Because, you really honestly don't have a relationship in high school like that. You know, I have seen people be high school sweethearts, and I think it's beautiful. But ultimately, you know, my whole mission was, how are we going to look if we just happen to have kids together? And I utilized the pictures to be like, well, if we look good in this picture, then I think we'll work. It never really worked, to be honest.
No.
But that was my philosophy when I was younger. Totally wrong indeed, but I just knew if he looked good in that picture, honey, that we were going to be able to make it.
Well, good looks might be the only thing he has, so you need more than that, too.
Yes, and I learned that. I think we've all had our moments where we enjoy that bad boy, that individual with the Timberlands on, or, you know, the low-cut pants, the wife beaters or the tank tops, or however you want to refer them to. But then as you get older, you know, that's still fine and dandy because, you know, you want an individual that's going to be able to dress down, but I really want to see what he looks like in a suit.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want a man that I'm going to have to, at the end of the day, you know, take up bail money for, because Lord knows the world we live in, we can all go to jail by ourselves.
That's right.
So to hear that the dating could be fun, you know, I wish I knew that years ago, because I'm such an analytical person, and, you know, I credit that, you know, somewhat to my social worker brain. Like, my degrees are in social work. So mm-hmm. I watch people and I study their mannerisms, yet I let that be the basis of who they are. And mm-hmm. on occasion, you know, people show their representatives, and then months down the road, you're looking at him and you're looking at you, and you're like, who are these people? Especially like, who is he? I know who I am. You know, we as women are so quick to say, oh, yeah, I had it all together, and it was him. It was all him. And I'm not going to say that, you know, men are always the cause of a date going bad or a relationship going bad or whatever title that you want to put on it. You know, because we as women sometimes don't make it known exactly what we desire from that man, and we expect him to be that, you know, that kind of person that could read your mind.
Yep. And I talk about that, you know, in the book, and it's, you know, it's talking about, you know, respect and, you know, demanding, you know, what you want. And I think the reason is because sometimes women, we don't know exactly what we want. So when a man comes along, you know, we expect him to be the answer to everything when we don't even know what the answer is. So I think, you cannot, you know, expect a man to know what you want. You know, and I've heard, I had a lady send me a message on Facebook, and she was recently married about 6 months. and she and her husband moved into her apartment. And she was angry because after 6 months of marriage, her husband had lived with her in her apartment and had not paid one bill. And she wanted to know, like, well, how could he? What was wrong? And I told her, well, that's your fault because you never had the talk with him before you got married. So he moved in with the expectation, you know, that I guess unless she says things are going to change, you know, things are just going to stay the same. And he lived there because he did it for 6 months, so he thought it was okay. So when she finally got angry about it, he was like, well, this is what we've been doing. What are you talking about? You know, and that's because they never talked about what was going to happen when they got married and how they were going to work their money. But she assumed that he would move in and pay her rent. Well, he didn't even know how much her rent is, you know. So we have to have conversations with men because they don't know what we like or what we want. And we can't assume that people know what we need.
And that's weird, you know, because, okay, they got married, but I guess in my mind, my first question would be, what did he pay for prior to the marriage? Like, exactly. When you went out, like, what did he pay for dinner? Did he pay for anything? Like, there was a basis for you to already see, you know, the red flag. If you're going out every time, and, you know, we're so independent as women nowadays, like, we don't even really see it as an issue. You know, if we go out somewhere and, okay, we've got to pay.
Well, I see it as an issue. I see it as an issue, but, yeah, some women don't, yeah.
Okay. And, you know, that I guess that's something that I had to work on within me because I had gotten to a point where I was so independent that, okay, we could go somewhere, and I would be, like, thinking, because, you know, of all the frauds that I had previously dealt with, that, hey, I better make sure I have some money on me because I can get somewhere, and we ordering all this stuff, and he's like, oh, I don't have any money.
Well, see, you need to have that talk before you go on a date. You don't wait till you get on the date and say, oh, my God, he might not have any money. You need to have that. If you don't know, you need to have that talk before you go.
And I think, too, it's the caliber of the individuals that you are dating. Like, you will know for sure prior to even getting dressed on whether or not, you know, looking back at hindsight, if I really looked at things, I knew that guy was just not really trying to do anything but get a free meal or get a free whatever. And people laugh at me even now when I say, you know, he's got to at least have a car because we can't walk together. I've been called vain and all kinds of things.
Well, you know, I did a question on Facebook about that. You know, would you date a man that has a car? You know, and it was quite interesting. You know, I was raised, my father taught me, you know, whatever you have, whoever you're having should date, you know. And if you're working on things together, then I can understand that. You know, my dad was like, you got a passport? He doesn't have a passport? Well, what if you want to go to London? He can't go. You know, because it takes time to get a passport, you know. So, yeah, I understand. And there was one lady that said her husband didn't have a car when they met. 20 years later, he still doesn't have a car, and she takes him everywhere he goes, and she loves him. You know, that's fine, too.
And, you know, I don't know if that's a sense of control. However, mm-hmm. I know that Sardi does not want to drive you around all the time. I am not driving Miss Daisy. I'm not a chauffeur, not sure for her. I just don't want to do that. You know, how would that look? If I'm driving you around, does that also include the fact I have to open up the door? Because technically it's my car. So, I mean, he doesn't have to have a Mercedes or a BMW. And, you know, of course, he also doesn't need to have a car where I've got to use my insurance to call because it's going to break down every time we go somewhere. You know, but I think that's very important. I want and I don't want to say that a car says that a man is on my level. Not at all, because there was a time, you know, when I did not have a car. You know, there are times in our lives as women that we have struggles just like everyone else. So I'm definitely for, you know, associating myself with someone that's on a come up. But if 20 years later you've not came anywhere, then it's almost as if I'm settling for you not wanting to do anything different. But somebody got to get a car.
Yeah, and I think it's like you said before, it is a control issue. And maybe, you know, if a man doesn't have a car and the woman has to take him anywhere, everywhere, she feels like, well, she knows where he is. She's in control of what he does, but not really, you know. But maybe that's what she thinks, too.
Right, because where I'm not taking him, if he has friends, someone else could easily do that for him. So how is he getting around, you know, 20 years prior to me?
She was taking it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's just, see, and that's what I'm speaking of. That does not make dating fun at all. You know, because
right,
if you think about it.
No,
not at all.
But to some people it might.
You know, I'll be the first to say that I like to control things. I have learned that things are not necessarily in my control. I cannot control everything and everyone. So at the end of the day, you know, I don't want to be that kind of person where I have to know all and everything of what you're doing. Now, I do like honesty, I will say that. And that's just another element of dating. Like nowadays, it's so much that's not being shared. And then when it comes out, it's like, oh, you know, you can tell that by the way I do this, or I told you, but you weren't really listening. I'm a straightforward type person. If I ask you for honesty, that's what I want. You know, honesty does hurt. I get that. However, I would rather you hurt me with the truth than hurt me with a lie.
And we have to make sure we're asking all the right questions that we're asking, you know, what we need to know. And it's like even in the book I talk about, you know, if a man doesn't have a car, you know, the next question is, why don't you have a car? Is it because you lost your driver's license? And if you lost your driver's license, why did you lose your driver's license? You know, do you have a drinking problem? You know, so it's about asking, you know, questions. And you can't have any kind of relationship without honesty, even if it's just a friendship. You know, you have to have honesty.
And, you know, the other thing with that, too, you know, just to clarify a statement I just made, because, you know, I don't always share everything. And some things to me, you know, we as women, or may I just speak for Sardi, Sardi has had a situation to where, you know, she needed, you know, a sense of something right then. So contrary to getting it from the person that she was dealing with that made her feel adversely, she opted to try to get it from somewhere else. Now, at that time, you know, no, I didn't think it was worth telling because it wasn't something that I was consistently doing. And so, you know, I honestly ended up getting caught up in it. And it was because the individual, you know, was able to find proof that I did it. And, you know, that's another thing, too, that doesn't make dating fun. If you have to, and I've been that person to do this, to look for something, because we get so used to a particular person that we feel like we always have to be Inspector Gadget. And so that doesn't make dating fun either, because at the end of the day, like, you're really hurting yourself, especially with dating. If you can't go into a dating situation trusting that person, or you have this image of them because of what other people have told you, you know, you really have to look at you and be like, okay, let me try to fix or let me try to process some of these things in my own mind first before I get into something and then it goes totally to the left.
But, you know, those are choices, you know, that we make. It's just, you know, and it's like you said, you had this person, but that person wasn't giving you what you thought you needed. You know, at that point, you know, if that person is not your, if he's not your man, if you guys have not had the conversation and you're not exclusive, you need to have that conversation, you know. And why dating is not fun is because we try to burn the candles on both ends. And I am very upfront, you know, when I date. And, you know, and I've been in situations where I've dated somebody, and until we say, like, I'm your woman and you my man, I'm going to continue to date. And the person, you know, I was like, well, I have, they called me, and I said, well, I'm going out with somebody else. And the person was like, well, what do you mean? And I'm like, well, you know, we're just dating. We haven't had that conversation that it's going to be anything else. Then you don't have to feel bad about that, because if you haven't had the conversation, dating is just that. You can date whoever you want to date. They can date whoever they want to date. And so when we try to burn the candles at both ends, that makes you start feeling some kind of way. And Saudi, you did that to yourself, because you have to be honest too, because we take the fun out of dating because we don't know how to do it. We have to be honest. If you aren't getting what you wanted from this person, you have to let that person know. Like, listen, I need to be doing something else, or this is not what I'm getting. So, you know, in order for us to maintain the relationship we have, we need to make some changes and give that person an opportunity to make those changes before you start doing something else. So that's why dating cannot be fun, because we get ourselves in things, and it's easy because we can solve it with a conversation. You know, because if I get tired of you, or if you're not giving me something in a relationship, I'm not going to spend my time with you. Why? You know, if I'm going to tell you I need this, and if you say I can't give you that, then I'm going to move on to something else. And that's why dating is not fun, because we keep ourselves in things and we're not happy. And we have to make choices that make us happy, you know? And that's why we forget that dating can really be fun, because it's all about you being happy and making decisions that are going to lead to your happiness. And why even date somebody if they're not fulfilling an emotional need that you have? You're wasting your time and that person's time. And I'm all about being happy and having a good time, and I want everybody to be happy. And so I'm going to tell you, like, listen, I'm dating other people, you know, and you have to decide, you know, at that point, you know, what you want to do. And it's stressful when you're trying to juggle. I've done that too, and it's not fun. It can be very stressful. But as long as you tell them, like, hey, I'm juggling, you know, if you tell them I'm juggling and they like, okay, I'm going to juggle too, then it's okay. But when you try to do it behind everybody's back, it can cause some stress, and it's not supposed to be that way, especially when you're single, you know. So it's not supposed to be that way. And it really can be fun. We're going to have a class, and we're all going to have to go out and so, you know, and go through the motions. Because it really can be fun. I you know, I so enjoy, you know, people. And what I've learned, too, is, you know, if things don't feel right, if it doesn't look right, I cut things off, you know, right away. I don't spend a lot of time with people who I'm like, well, I don't really know about him, you know. I don't spend too much time with people who I'm thinking, you know, I don't really know. Then we have to learn, too, that, you know, just because somebody might be interested in you doesn't mean that you have to be interested in them or spend time with them. But you just tell them, like, hey, like, you know, this isn't working, and I want to do something else. And it's okay. And women, we feel like that we got to stay and stay, even when it feels bad. And that's what makes dating not fun, too, because we stay in things that don't make us happy. So you just have to have conversations, and have conversations early.
And you know, I will say total blame on what I did, you know, and that's what I said. And yes, indeed, you know, I did not give this individual the opportunity to make things right. And sometimes we get caught up in the words of the other person, even when they're in their own feelings, their own thoughts, and we get in a mindset of, wait a minute, you know, I was there for you through this, that, and the third, and this is how you made me feel. And so in turn, you know, you retaliate, and it was a very bad decision of mine. you know, to do that, because that's not something in my normal character. You know, I don't want someone to have one egg here and one egg there. That's just not what I want to, you know, deal with. But in all honesty, yes, Margaret, I am slightly fearful of a relationship per se. For that reason, you know, because I've allowed, and I have to say that I allowed it, I've allowed so many people to do that to me that it seems commonplace, but I don't like it at all.
Mm-hmm. But, and you can change it. You can change it right now. You know, you can change it. You can change it, you know. It is all about you and what you want, and you can change it. If something doesn't make you happy, change it. You know, I was talking to a guy, and he was talking about all the women he dates. You know, they take advantage of him, and they spend his money. And I said, well, honey, we got to find you another pond to fish in, you know, because it's the people you're dating. And he was like, you're right. I never thought about that, you know. But, you know, you can change it anytime. You can change it. And, you know, we've all have some dating. Honey, I've got so many terrible dating stories. That's how you learn. And it's okay, because that's how you get better. And that's how you find out what you want, by doing it the wrong way. And that's good. You know, everything serves a purpose in our life. And so that was a learning experience for you. And it's something you can share with other women, because that's how we get better.
You had me choked up for a minute because the conversation got real. Ooh. But it is all right. Sometimes you need real just to see where things are. Now, I don't want the, you know, 30 minutes goes so quickly. I don't want the show to end without allowing the listeners the opportunity to be able to, you know, have the information to not only locate you, but how to purchase the book as well.
Sure. And you can, you know, reach me. I'm on Facebook, Margaret McPhail. You can also email me at margaretgirlfriendguide.com. And you can get the book on Amazon.
Okay. Now, is this your final installment, or do you have other plans as far as literary pieces?
Well, people are already asking me stuff from this book, so I think I'm going to have some other stuff coming. So definitely will be some other things coming.
Okay, and I will definitely take you up on that going out and walking through the steps. I'm sure I can find some girlfriends that would love, you know, that one-on, well, not necessarily one-on-one, but that guidance, you know. You know, not to say that you're old, but you're wiser than some of us, you know, and wisdom comes from experience. So,
absolutely.
You know, you definitely let me know when you want me to get a group of single ladies together. We'll see if it can turn into a reality show.
That sounds fun. Sounds fun.
So if there was one thing that you wanted the soul listeners to take, you know, from your interview today about dating, what exactly would you want them to know?
I would have to say that it is up to you to create the life you want with the person that you want it with. Mm-hmm.
So I want to thank you so much for taking this time to be part of the show this evening. Feel free to let me know if you actually want to do a series on souls. You know, I think it would be great. I don't want individuals, however, to just listen to the show. I definitely want them to support your efforts and purchase the book, as well as, you know, try to take part in your empowerment program there in Raleigh. If you let me know, you know, when the next one is, I will definitely try to make it out. You know, it's about an hour and a half, but it sounds like something that could be beneficial. You know, and even, again, if I get a group of individuals and we come out and just see how things are, you know, I think that would be great.
Sure, and I would love that. I actually had a lady contact me about starting what we're doing here in Raleigh, in Burlington. So, you know, thank you. Yeah, I would love for you to come and see, you know, what we're doing. Because, you know, I love women and I just want them to be better, you know, and to know who they are, to know their worth. So I would love to get us all together and have a big, you know, Margaret's Girlfriend Guide outing. So that would be wonderful. And thank you so much for having me on the show. I am so honored. Thank you.
The honor is all mine. And if you feel the need to, you know, move that effort up the highway just a little bit more, you know, Greensboro could definitely use something like this. I want to close out with this thought. You know, we stress a lot of things, but I want people to realize that, you know, with everything that's going on in the world right now, we should live every day like it's a fiesta. Not a major fiesta where you can't get up and make a living, but just live it peacefully and, you know, be happy. Enjoy you. Enjoy whomever you're going to date. You know, allow these individuals that show you their representatives to move on. Thank them for the lesson. Allow their season to pass and go on to the next person. Never settle for something that is going to take you out of your character. Because you have to love you first before you can start to even fathom the thought to love someone else.
Absolutely. And I promise you, when you love you, you will date differently.
So with that thought, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to close out this night's show. Again, if you want to reach out to Margaret, definitely find her on Facebook. If you can't find her just by looking for her, definitely, you know, inbox me and I will help you locate her. Go to Amazon and get the book. If you get the book, take pictures, you know, tag me in it so I can post it to her wall. Is there anything else you need to add, Margaret?
I can't think of anything else. Just thank you again.
Well, thank you for coming on, you know. And again, at any time, if you feel the need to come back to the Soul's Virtual Couch, definitely let me know.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.